Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dan Poynter, the self-publishing guru of all time, the author of the self-publishing manual. I have the 12th edition in front of me, which goes back at least 15 years. Dan, what is the edition now these days?
Oh, it's up to the 16th revised edition, 24th printing, and now it's in 2 volumes. It just got too big.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, that tells you how long you and I've known each other. Mine's the 12th edition, and there's about 300 pages, 400 pages. So I can see how, as things have expanded in the industry and changed so much, you'd have to do that. So, folks, check that out wherever books are sold. Dan Poynter, P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. And parapub.com is his website, parapub.com. His work is fascinating, and you'll find it very interesting and informative. Dan, one of the things that I'd like for you to talk to us about is something that I've had to deal with, and that is finding the time to write. You know, I do over 1,000 live radio interviews every year. I've got a syndicated column. I got a business to run. I got customers. I got employees. Writing a book, I mean, you've got to carve out the time, don't you?
Yeah, how do you fit it in when you've got a full schedule? Of course. Here's a trick. As you come up with an idea, a scenario, an issue, or a story, write it down. Don't try to write your book from the beginning once upon a time, but just do the little pieces. Oh, I remember this thing happened. Great. You know, and you write it down. And you keep that leads on to something else and some other idea, and you keep writing them down. You're going to assemble them later. You're going to put them into chapters.
I call those handles.
Right, exactly.
It's an idea, a thought. You write it down. It's a handle from which you lever. Then when you read that handle later, you'll be able to remember all the things that are associated with it.
That's right. So you take all these pieces, and then you assemble them into your chapters. But that's way downstream. So don't try to write the whole book at once. Don't try the whole chapter at once. Just work on the various stories and then assemble them later.
Yeah. And I tell you, there's another thing that I encourage people to do, Dan, and that is when you're writing, when you're putting something down into a computer or however you're doing it, don't edit it at that point. Just
absolutely
as
not.
It comes out,
you're
just
right.
Let it come out. Don't worry what it looks like. Right now, we're just trying to get the essence of your thoughts out, right?
Exactly. The editing, you write the whole book, just rough and as best you can, and then you go back and you start at the beginning and you work through and you do the editing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I do think a lot of people feel that it's it's such a daunting task. How do you write 100 pages? How do you write, 20,000, 50,000 words? But you do it one word. It's like the journey, right? One step at a time. The first one starts. You got to get started with the first one. And I tell you another thing for small business owners, Dan. I tell them, just start writing little short paragraphs. Just get used to, don't think about it. If you've never written a book and if you've never done much writing, just start writing, even if it's just two little paragraphs, and put those aside. Those become the headwaters of your book, ultimately, don't they?
Yeah, get them in the computer. Get them written down.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree with you. You really should do it digitally because that's how you can manage and manipulate the information. Because a lot of times, Dan, I'm sure you've probably do this yourself, the thing that I write first winds up being last in the piece, and the things I write last winds up being first.
I can remember back to 1980 when I got my first computer, and it was so much fun to be able to take a paragraph and throw it into another chapter.
Yeah.
You didn't have to retype everything.
Right. What do you say to people who say, I'm not a writer?
I say get an editor. I mean, we all do that anyway. All savvy authors have editors. And the important thing is you have the information. That's what counts. That's what makes you special and you unique. So you have the information, and then you get a savvy English pro to English it up for you.
But you want to make sure that they don't take your voice out of the words, right? You don't want an editor that sterilizes your words so that it sounds like a textbook. You want your tone, your voice needs to come through, doesn't it?
Well, and that's why you do a final proofreading and make sure that that person didn't miss the point or
right.
get it wrong or something. But you look at Lee Iacocca's two bestsellers. You look at Bill O'Reilly's three bestsellers. They're the authors, but they didn't do the writing.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But another thing there, Dan, is find an editor that will work with you like that. If you find an editor that's a frustrated author, then you probably need another editor.
And you want to know something about the subject.
Exactly. Subject matter. That's well said. Parapub.com is the website. The self-publishing manual is one of 120 books that Dan has written. Hey, Dan, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Honor and a pleasure.
Great Dan Poynter, ladies and gentlemen, my book publishing guru. It could be yours, too. All you got to do is buy his book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.